It's half time of the show. It's about where Dave likes to say, let's... where's the echo gone? There you go. And again.
Say it.
Let's get ready to rumble. Yesterday at this time, we found out that Longman, our very good friend, is nicknamed by his other half, Babalulu.
And he, in turn, calls her, was it, Panda Paws?
Panda Paws. Oh, Babalulu.
Panda Paws.
Dave's was Hot Rod, as we found out a couple of years ago.
It's beautiful.
What's yours, Rach? What does Mally call you?
Don't have one.
The worker?
Lady Lumps.
One who brings home the bacon.
The breadwinner.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you call him layabout?
The mug? No.
Whoa.
No.
Just love in your house.
Has he been working recently?
Yes, he has.
Give over for money.
He's been doing some very good jobs recently, yes.
Wow. Dominic, do you have a little pet name?
My wife used to call me Chicken Legs. I have no idea why, because I have very good legs for a man.
Right. Legs like a chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And what does she call you now?
Just Dom.
Turkey
really?
Legs?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a nickname for you at all?
No, not at all, no.
Nothing?
Nope.
Nothing cute?
No. Nope.
Let's find out, shall we? Morning, Nick! I'm joking. I'm just joking.
What's Sophie call you, then?
Snake. Length. Donkey. Any of those.
Length!
I don't answer brain.
Girth, more like.
Well, that as well, my friend.
How sweet.
Do you know, there was a girlfriend of yours, Minnie.
No.
Was this
Dave.
Was this Sophie?
I was thinking about this the other day.
Was it Sophie or was it her?
I don't
because
can't
you know
remember.
The story I'm going to tell.
I think.
Because, I can't actually tell. Well, can I or not? It's a borderline swear word.
So that's a no then, Dave.
Well, no, but it also applies to a part of a door upon which.
It's another name for door handle.
Yeah,
with a door
or a type
away.
Of busy hobnobs or that. But anyway, if you take part of that word, that used to be what either.
What, hob?
The current or the former used to call him, yeah. Which actually she said once in the pub, which was so funny that I spat lager all over the golf machine.
Golf machine. That's the golf machine which breaks your wrist. You know that one?
You know the one with the ball?
Oh, yeah. You get men doing running
interesting
things.
Update on pub golf news. I'll tell you later.
I thought you were going to tell me something about my ex-girlfriend.
No.
She also called you a...
Oh, Matty, who used to run that pub, has now got a new pub. And upstairs in that new pub, he's going to put golf simulators.
What?
Proper ones, like, you know, with the swing and everything. So now we don't have to go outside to learn how to play golf. We can do it in the Black Horse.
And you call me a geek for sitting and playing the Xbox. However, it's absolutely fine, and professors and NASA scientists do it. Stand upstairs in a pub, yep. Right, pretending to play golf on a golf simulator.
Yeah.
While having a pint.
Yeah. You can like...
Who's the loser now, my friend?
You know, you can play the whole of St Andrews or Raw Troon or something with a bag of crisps and a couple of jars.
God's sake. It's the way ahead. Urban golf.
Mm.
I quite like to learn golf.
Hey, come with us.
I used to play golf.
I don't think I'd be very good at it.
I'll teach you, Rach.
Matty's going to give his mates rates on the machines as well.
you know what happens, don't you? If you start playing golf, you'll be able to learn Spoonie's game.
Oh, I heard that the other day.
What, hole in one?
I love it.
It's genius.
It's brilliant competition.
Thanks, Bree. This morning's course is the Spoonisipal Golf Courses.
And that's not the new one for this weekend.
No, that was the one on Saturday.
Oh, was it?
Mm.
Spoonisipal.
Oh. Yeah, I think
so. Where is it? Where did it
use? It's either Spoon Eagles or the Spoonisipal Golf Course. I think those are the only two options.
Yeah. Spoon Eagles is a favourite.
Yeah.
It's a brilliant competition.
Mm. Well, they should have called it Raw Spoon, shouldn't they? Because that sounds like Troon.
Troon, yes.
That would have been the best pun.
God, Dave, that really was a...
Oh, great shot.
But I love the fact that...
Since Spoon Drews.
But they have John Inverdale, the voice of rugby.
Yeah. You should give up the game, you know.
My favourite part.
Have you thought about taking up another sport?
Yeah, rugby. You thought about taking up golf commentator. Anyway, Carrie, why have you joined us?
Because I play golf. I can play golf.
Oh my god!
Yeah. You can come and get urban with us on the black horse.
Yes, please.
Golf spoils a good walk for me.
It's great. I love it.
Anton Deck played golf.
Yep.
Lots of, you know,
Robbie Williams played golf.
A lot of rich people who have no job during the day play golf.
Yep.
There you go.
What's the problem?
Why aren't you doing it?
you fit in perfectly.
I'm too busy sitting at home playing the Xbox. Or doing my charity work, which I don't like to talk about.
We should go, all of us.
Do you know what? Golf doesn't interest me, I've got to be honest.
Have you ever played it?
In the slightest. I've played like crazy golf and stuff.
No, proper 18 holes on a proper golf course. You ever played it?
I've played like golf on the computer.
Yeah, no, outside in the fresh air.
Real golf.
No. I played on the municipal course in Widnes, where you used to have to go under a dual carriageway to get to the 14th.
Really?
Yeah.
I played golf with you, Dave, in Torquay.
Yeah, you did, on the roadshow once.
That was so funny.
Have you ever played golf in a crash helmet? There's a pitch and putt, like a 9-hole place in Arrow Park in Birkenhead.
Yeah.
And you have to go around with a crash helmet on, because you get loads of lads sort of hitting it very... Seriously. Totally different type of golf.
What are you talking about?
Arrow Park, near the
golf
hospital.
In a crash helmet in Birkenhead. They don't do it at St Andrews. Very funny looks.
Leave the throat lozenges alone, Dominic, for God's sake. Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase.
give it a good clear.
It's all right.
Rachel!
The lines are open for car park catchphrase. 08700 100 100. You need to be in a car, know your catchphrases, and be in a car park. That number again, 08700 100 100. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I mentioned that Radio 1 was affected earlier today by the problems, and of course, producer of the Chris Moyle Show, Rachel, is a local girl. She's on her way there now. Hello, how are you?
Hello, I'm good, thank you. How's Worcestershire?
Worcestershire's great.
What?
No,
hang on, was this when you were slightly plastered on the bus to Glastonbury?
No!
You were, you'd had two bottles of Pinot.
It's rosé, actually, but that's not...
I tell you what, Dave, you can talk.
Have you been to Glastonbury before? Because Rachel was saying about that Chris and Dave haven't been before. Oh, I think we might have lost Dom now.
Hiya.
Oh, yeah, we got you. We got you.
No, it's Dave.
Oh, hello, Dave.
How are you?
All right, thank you. You're awake now, are you?
Yeah, no, I'm fine. We're just stuck in traffic on the
M5. Yeah, so it's going all right, though. You're en route now, which is more than we can say about earlier on.
Yeah, no, we're nearly there, hopefully. It's just the traffic's bad because it's Friday and it's tea time and everything like that. But we're hoping to be there in about half an hour or so.
Brilliant. Do you remember Dominic as well?
Would you like to speak to Dominic, the newsreader from the show?
Yeah, let's have
okay,
Dom
I'll
on then.
I'll pass you over. Here you go.
Hello there.
Hello, Dom. How are you? You're the only one that's awake, then, are you?
Yes, everyone's asleep.
Yeah, so, I mean, they're all feeling a bit tired. I mean, you've had to do a decent day's work, though, haven't you, the lot of you?
Oh, yeah, we usually finish work at 10 o'clock, and we had to work through till 1.
Yeah, so you did a full working day for a change, instead of, you know...
So, we're stuck in traffic.
Stop drinking! Gotta make somebody laugh.